The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. On this episode of This League, we dissect the history of one of the worst contract blunders in the NBA history, baby. Nerlens Noel. Not a name that casual sports fans really think about all that much, but there was a lot of greed that got us to this place, a lot of bad decisions that got us to this place, and now we have some brand new tea that makes this something that we discuss right here on the episode. It is a wild fucking story, how it started, how it is, and how it's about to finish. Probably going to cost someone their job. Probably going to cost someone their business. Probably going to cost someone almost $100 million. Marty, do me a favor and drop the fucking beat. And it's a shame you've been waiting, but here we are. We ain't never gonna stop, we got the green light. Go, let me go, here we are. And even when we reach the top, we gonna keep going till everybody knows who we are. So Dennis Schroeder made a bad decision. But before there was Dennis Schroeder, there was Nerlens Noel. So for those who don't remember, because there's a lot of people who don't remember, 2017, Nerlens Noel turned down 4 years, $70 million from the Mavs. He was like, yeah, I'm going to bet on myself. And just like Schroeder, Nerlens Noel got injured. Well, actually, Dennis Schroeder didn't get injured, but they both lost a lot of money. Nerlens Noel injured his thumb. He sprained his thumb. And then he ended up not getting that deal from the Mavs. And then he ended up going from place to place to place on a bunch of minimum deals. And everybody around, this is a cautionary tale. Mm-hmm. And everybody around is kind of like, wow, either him or his agent made a massive miscalculation. Turns out it was actually something much more nefarious. And this is the deal. Rich Paul is a snake. That's what really it is in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, this blew my mind. Like, I've said, like, for years, like, how did he not, like, sue his agent for malpractice or like, what? And I know we're, like, getting, like, towards, like, what this story turned into. But the fact that Rich Paul was involved in this just blew this story, like, out. This is, like, my dream.
My dream, too. It's like nerd tea. Like, yeah. This is NBA nerd fucking tea. So it's like for us basketball fans, this is it, baby. This is the onions. This is the curtain. We get a little peek behind the curtain, the dirty ass business that is the NBA. All right. At this point, 4 years, $70 million gets offered to Nerlens Noel. He is being represented by my guy, full disclosure, friend of the show, Happy Walters. Happy Walters is like, yo, take that money. Take that money. Then Nerlens Noel, of course, the best part of this, Nerlens Noel goes to Ben Simmons' birthday party. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Goes to Ben Simmons' birthday party, of course, and sees Rich Paul. And Rich Paul fucking poaches Nerlens Noel, tells him to turn that deal down. Why does he tell him to turn it down? Because that money goes to Happy Walters. Because it's the end of that contract. So you sign deals with agents for a certain period of time. And if you signed a new deal at that point in time, then the entire duration of that deal, the 4 years, all that commission goes to Happy. But if you wait an extra year and your contract expires and you have a new agent, then that new agent gets all the forward commission, not the old agent.
Right.
So that is why Rich Paul said, hey, homie, bet on yourself. You're a $100 million man and I can get you $100 million. And listen, that sounds like a lot of extra money. A lot of extra money compared to the Dennis Schroeder turning down like $3 million, thinking he would get $3 million more a year. This is like a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. This is like 10, $8 to $10 million extra a year.
Yeah. 30 in total. Quite a bit.
So now Nerlens Noel is fucking suing Rich Paul, being like, hey, you gave me bad advice. And then once I hurt myself, you stopped fielding calls altogether on my behalf, which is even more fucked up.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is what he said. Nerlens Noel just filed a suit against Rich Paul for, quote unquote, misleading and neglecting him while he was a client. According to Darren Heitner, who's a scumbag, on the Sports Agent blog, Noel alleges that Paul misled and neglected him when he was a client of Clutch Sports. Before even developing an official partnership, so again, shady as fuck, Rich Paul told Noel 27 free agency that he was a $100 million man, which led Noel to not only leaving then-agent Happy Walters, but also turning down four-year $70 million offer from the Dallas Mavericks to accept a qualifying offer. When Noel battled injuries the following season, his value cratered. No shit. But according to the accusations, Paul never tried to redeem his client. Oh my God. Imagine getting talked out of leaving a respected guy like Happy Walters. And at this point, Rich Paul wasn't as big of as he is now. 2017.
No, he was creeping up there, but creeping. No. Like, wasn't on the cover of magazines.
No.
So, yeah.
So you leave a respected guy who literally has been in the business 25 years. He is the impetus, the catalyst to Happy Gilmore. Like, Happy is an institution. And he's like, yo, I can get you $70 million. Just take it right now.
Which is an insane deal to get for a center in 2017. Like, smart teams knew that the center position was becoming less and less valuable. And he got you $70 million.
From Mark Cuban.
Yes.
And you say, not yes, thank you, but no, thank you.
Like, that's a sick deal that he was able to swindle.
Great, great deal, Happy. Like, good work, nice work, Happy.
Yes.
Like, can we just... for Happy, because that deal was insane. Nerlens then, as some people remember, sprained his thumb. Okay, so then at this point, Rich Paul just ignores his existence. Teams are calling, and Nerlens like, hey, how come I'm not getting any new deals? Like, you said I was a $100 million man, blah, blah, blah. Then it comes out, like, teams are reaching out to Rich Paul to try to do couple-year deals, two-year this, two-year, and Rich Paul just is refusing to answer the phone. Teams are now calling Nerlens Noel and being like, I can't reach your agent. Wow. Scummy. Scummy. From $70 million to $4 million because Rich Paul didn't want some other agent to get the commission. God damn, he's a scumbag. That is a scumbag. I don't care how many good things he's done for the community. I don't care how many things he's done for LeBron. I don't care how many good things he's done for other athletes. That is a fucking scumbag move.
No, you can't screw over your clients. No.
You can't. First of all, you shouldn't be poaching other people's clients.
In the middle of a contract negotiation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially when he's got a good deal, which is very obviously a sweetheart deal from Mark Cuban, who is not known to do that kind of a deal.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, just ghost him. Fuck. What does all this mean? I think Rich Paul is going to have to pay up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of legal like shit that I don't like fully understand, but definitely seems like he is in the wrong. And yeah.
This is what the lawsuit states. The belief was that Paul and Clutch Sports were only focused on serving their marquee clients and did not have the capacity to provide competent service to their other clients, such as Noel or other players like Norris Cole, Shabazz Muhammad, as additional examples.
Both out of the league.
What does that say? What that says is if you're a Rich Paul, you hire other agents underneath you to serve those B-level guys. You don't just fucking ignore them.
Yeah.
Don't think young and up-and-coming players aren't going to see this and be like, fuck that. As it turns out, if it turns out that these accusations are true, I think he's going to need to lock down Adele pretty much right away. Because you lose $100 million and you become a trophy husband, fam. Like, you need to just support her and her endeavors because holy shit. Here's a little story about, so now more details come out about why Nerlens Noel decided to sue Rich Paul to begin with, because this is where it gets crazy. So Nerlens Noel gets that first deal from the New York Knicks, that first 1 year, $5 million deal. And a guy who has been largely not servicing his client says to Nerlens, you owe me $200,000 for that commission. Mm-hmm. I'm still your agent. And Nerlens Noel is like, I got this deal. You did nothing. You literally talked to no one. The Knicks reached out to me. I did this deal, not you. And Rich Paul's like, no, no. I'm filing a grievance against you for that money. Greed is a hell of a drug, isn't it? Nerlens Noel might not have ever sued him if it weren't for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nerlens Noel has dropped Rich Paul, is no longer dealing with him at all. And this guy still wants that fucking commission because he signed into that long-term deal and is still contractually obligated to get that money. And so instead of Nerlens Noel paying that $200,000, he decides to countersue him. And is like, no, no, actually, you owe me $58 million. I was going to let this shit slide because, you know, it's all about energy of the universe, but fuck you. That happened to me, by the way.
What did?
I had an agent try to take commission that he didn't deserve.
Mm.
When I came to Barstool, I got this. So I had an agent at UTA. His name's JB Fitzgerald. And calling out names. So I'm at UTA with him, and I end up signing with him when I'm at USA Today, and he's trying to get me, and I'm non-exclusive, I'm not under contract, I could leave at any time, and he legitimately was pitching his other clients over me to other companies, like ESPN or Bleacher mm-hmm. Report or whatever, and he would tell me all this bullshit about how, like, I wasn't the type of client that they were looking for. And I found out from all of these other companies after the fact that he was never pitching me to begin with.
Damn.
So then I ended up getting this job myself and negotiating the deal myself. And then he asked for 10%.
Yeesh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm out. You deserve not a goddamn thing. You are a snake. You lied to my face. And it was like a baby version of Nerlens Noel. And then like greed is a hell of a drug, man. Greed. Now Rich Paul's name is getting dragged through the mud. My question for you, Marty, is if you're a new person coming into the league, new player, and you see all of this about Rich Paul, do you still sign with him?
I demand serious answers about what went down here and need some provision in my contract. Like, I need this amount of FaceTime with you. I need this amount of, like, reassurance. I'm definitely pushing hard, and honestly, like me already, like I probably would have gone in a different direction than Clutch just to begin with. Like, that's not really like my style of how I want to be represented, but yeah, no, I think it hurts. I think it definitely hurts. Maybe not with the like superstar, like big name guys, but for guys that are maybe, you know, like mid first round picks to late first round picks, like, yeah, I'm thinking long and hard about signing with Clutch.
Even like a Nurkic, even current clients that have him as your agent, you just have to think to yourself, like, God damn, I need to call Nerlens Noel and find out what the deal was.
Yeah.
Yikes. Mm. More to come on this story. Cannot wait to see how it unfolds. That's all the time that we have for the This League podcast. Please like, please rate, please subscribe on Apple and Spotify. Please follow us on YouTube. That is where you see Marty's beautiful face and his haircut. Also, please follow us on TikTok, on Twitter, and on IG. I think that's all. And we will see you Monday for the next episode of This League. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It's time to risk it all. Skirt on them. Big, 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 big dog. Big dog. Big.
it all. I'ma risk it all. Risk it just to get a biscuit, biscuit. How many licks does it take to lick it? Ooh, she wanna lick a trapper, but she already licked a rapper. Oh my, oh my, so fly, so fly. 3-6 mafia, I stay fly, I stay fly. Quietly, just to get by. I want it all, not a piece of the pie. Everybody eats, everybody. We eating good, we living good. We done made it up out the hood.
Give me that, 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 give me that.
I want this and that. What you mean I can't have that? Stay in your lane, lowest lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Stay in your lane, penny lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Big, 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 big dog.
Big dog,
big dog, walking,
big dog,
walking with the dog. I'ma risk it all. I'ma risk it all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.